Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 7th of September, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The US Department of Justice accused a North Korean programmer of hacking a series of financial institutions and entertainment companies as part of a wave of cyber attacks ordered by the Kim Jong-un's regime. The criminal complaint unsealed on yesterday alleged that Park Kim-yook was responsible for the hack of Sony Pictures in 2014, the theft of $80 million from the Bangladesh Central Bank in 2016, and the WannaCry malware attack in 2017. Yesterday, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg testified at a congressional meeting about foreign influence on American tech companies before an audience of trolls. Lawmakers took the opportunity to threaten increased regulation of tech companies, including conspicuously absent Google. In response, tech stocks slumped at the end of the trading day. The deep web may be 500 times bigger than the normal web, and its users go well beyond buying drugs. The dark web is a hidden portion of the internet that can only be accessed using special software, and it's supposed to be almost 500 times bigger than the normal internet. Tor, or the Onion Router, is a popular anonymous browsing method used to connect to the dark web. While the dark web offers anonymity and a way to bypass internet censorship, it is commonly associated with illegal activities such as buying and selling drugs and other contraband. Snap launches two new styles of spectacles. The camera-equipped glasses feature polarized lenses and come with a black semi-soft charging case, available now for $200. Snap also says a new feature will launch this fall, which automatically curates spectacles, images, and videos into a story. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.